The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg and, for maybe one last time, Chef Tim Rosendahl. Thanks for being with us, Tim.
Happy to be here. You know, coming to Fargo was a pursuit of happiness with family and friends and food. And food is what I turn to. It seems like everywhere I go, food becomes a big part of my life. And in Blue Ridge, Georgia, at the OK Corral in Hell's Hollow, is where my next food stop will be.
What? Where is this coming from? What's happening here?
You know, I don't know where this is coming from. This is kind of an adventure that God planned for me, and I'm going on it because I'm supposed to. And there's all this ranch, this farm, this garden, this stream. This is all about food. It's all about raising farm animals. By the way, never raised one in my life. You know, I don't know if at my age it's time to start, but I'm excited.
And you're doing this with somebody, right?
Yes, I am. I'm doing it with a friend from Daytona Beach from 30 years ago.
I think she's a little more than a friend.
Yeah, she's become much more than a friend. She's an amazing person, and it was just, we knew it back then that sometime we may be together, and 30 years later, and a couple of girlfriends and husbands later, we met and said, I think it's time. So I'm very excited.
Well, You're a Fargo boy, so you're used to the flatland. You're going to go to some mountainous areas now.
Yeah, you know, it ranges anywhere from about 1,500 to 2,700 feet. And the mountain roads are curvy and windy, and it's nothing like the straight road across North Dakota, east, west, or north and south.
We call it our main street.
Yeah, right. Surprise, surprise. Yeah, these mountain roads, the motorcycle groups just love it because they brag about things like, there's 217 curves at 8 miles. You know, that's what motorcycles just love, that in and out. And so it'll be a challenge.
Well, tell us about the place that you are ending up. Do you consider it a hobby farm? Is it a ranch? You know, what are the right
B&B?
Words here?
You know, I don't know. It's both a hobby farm and a ranch. And the B&B side that you just brought up, Doug, that's something that we anticipate maybe turning it into, because there may be some goat yoga. And we do have an area for wedding receptions. And we do have a house with lots of master bedrooms. And we do have – so the whole B&B concept is – I'll probably start working on it by next Monday. I don't waste much time when all the ideas are in my head and drafted down. And I just have to get a lot of food and farm animals under my belt, understanding how they work.
Well, okay, yeah. What is your learning style here? It kind of sounds like baptism by fire. I mean, you don't just move to a farm and know how to tend farm animals. It's so much work.
Thank you. My significant other has been doing it for 4 years by herself.
Yeah.
So she's found a farmhand.
Yeah, and I have bought raising goats for dummies, and I have bought making wine for dummies, you know. It's the old cheat sheets. It's the old – so, and I'm reading a lot on the internet, and I have a professional beekeeper helping me load up my beehives, and because I want to know how to get the best honey. And, you know, we have peaches and we have pears and we have blueberries, so we can have a lot of different varieties of honey nectar, and we're looking forward to that.
So you are planning on selling some of this, or this is, you know, fancy dinner parties for all your friends?
Whether it's in the B&B, I mean, we figure we'll produce about 30 to 40 gallons of honey a year.
Okay.
So it's not big. Same thing with wine. We think we'll do about 20 to 30 cases. And we've got Cabernet Sauvignon grapes and Chardonnay and Merlot. So there's a lot of wineries up in North Georgia. Of course, you don't read about them as your top wineries like California or upstate New York. But we're going to give it our best shot. And there was a lot of stills in that part of the country at one time, too. And we do have a couple of stills. We have one for decoration in the farmhouse, and we have another one that is – I think pretty ready to go.
A craft distillery as well.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about the critters that you're going to have on this small farm.
Yeah, that's, you know, starting off with it, we have these American paint horses, and they're kind of a cross between a Western horse and a Pinto horse. And they're great riding horses. They're beautiful horses. They're very gentle horses. But horses aren't, you know, they take a lot of time. You have to brush them, and you have to coddle them, and you have to spend time with them, and you have to ride them, and you have to walk them. And you can't just throw them out in the field and say, hey, go ahead and eat for a couple of weeks. I'm leaving to Hawaii. It doesn't work that way. They need to be taken care of. So that's the story of the horses. And we have these goats as well, American goats. And we have the Alpine and the La Mancha. They're very gentle. They're very curious. They will eat anything in sight. If they get out into the blueberry patch, they can destroy in moments.
Yeah.
Same with the strawberry patch. Same with the garden. They get in. We have, I think we have 3 miles of electric fence on the farm. So
Wow. Everything
is, all the grazing fields are surrounded, and all the blueberry patches and strawberry patches, because we have cows on one side of us and chickens on the other side of us. And
are you looking to do a goat cheese or goat milk, or are these goats just mostly for maintaining the pasture land?
Well, they started off being the kids of our German Shepherd. We have a Turkish Anatolian Shepherd that is bred to herd. It's a herding dog. It's an outdoor dog. These goats are her kids, and she watches them, and she puts them to bed, and if they try to sneak out, she will push them back into their stall independently and say, what are you doing out? I told you to go to bed. Very amazing. So, but we will have goat's milk cheesecake. I think we think we'll have somewhere about an area of 75 to 90 quarts a month of milk.
Well, are you going to have a sign on the mountain road, or are you going to be going into Chattanooga? Where are you going to sell this stuff?
I think I'm going to eat it all.
There you go. Well, you are a chef, so let's get to that part. You're in this part of the country where you've got goats and you've got horses and probably chickens, I assume.
We do have chickens.
So what are the sort of the food ideas that occur to you because of this new environment you're going to be in?
Well, all the things that have the goat's milk ice cream and the goat's milk cheesecake and the goat's milk and chocolate fudge and the goat's milk. Drinking goat's milk is much healthier for you than cow's milk. And, of course, it's an unpasteurized raw milk, so you have to still be very careful with it, of how you use it, because unpasteurized dairy products can hurt you.
Well, how about like peaches? I mean, you hear Georgia, you think peaches.
Yeah. And, you know, we do have a small peach orchard and we do have a small pear orchard. And there are peaches everywhere in Georgia, mostly in central Georgia. But I'm excited for peach cobblers. I'm excited to make peach preserves, both refrigerated and canned. We have a whole room dedicated to canning down by the garden. That is a 20 by 40 foot room dedicated to boiling and canning and labeling. And so we anticipate doing a lot of dehydrating and drying of food and canning. And so that will be fun. Please come and visit.
And you've got a pond, right?
We do have a pond. And the pond is right on the property. And the horses drink out of it. And we can swim in it. And it's been stocked with brim. And it's a spring-fed pond. We actually have two springs on the property. One is big enough to feed this pretty good-sized pond. And the other one is just small enough to keep the fields nice and moist. And we also have a creek right behind us, Patterson Creek, which there are people fly fishing for trout standing in the water. And that creek, we have a small pump, and it waters our entire half-acre garden. So,
well, let's talk about the business angle of this. You have a lot of experience running restaurants and concession stands and things like that. But this is kind of a different beast here if you're talking about people coming as potential destination and maybe doing yoga, maybe getting married or having receptions there or spending the night. This is a totally different beast.
Yeah, we're kind of deciding what kind of an event center we are. You know, we're not a stable with a dozen horses to bring a whole bunch of people. We have beautiful sunsets through the mountains. We have a picnic area that seats 50. We have a wedding event center that could easily hold 100. Overlooking the pond. And I don't have the answer of what it's going to be yet. We're going to kind of let this metamorphize into what it's going to be.
So how do you see that process? I mean, you've got a learning curve to go through, I assume. But you've started a lot of businesses.
Yeah, and you know, I'm calling on experts. I'm already on great terms with a beekeeper from Washington, D.C., who's giving me the ins and outs of where to buy my bees, how to keep them from getting bacteria, what kind of bees I should have, what flowers I should plant around my beehives to keep out snakes, to keep out. So, and the same thing with goats, you know, Google how to milk a goat, how to buy a goat.
And then try it. Yeah.
The food please side. Please take videos of this for me.
Yes. Ashley asked if I could wear a GoPro all the time so people could laugh as Chef Rosie learns how to farm.
Laugh. Yeah, no, it would be laughing.
I think somebody asked me.
I think it's good for you.
When you said, Ashley, so I guess you'll have to have mucklucks, and I didn't know what that was. You know, I didn't even know what those rubber boots, now I know what they are. In fact, I just ordered a pair. They should be in the farm when I arrive this weekend. But, it's going to be a sunrise to sunset job of working, keeping up 12 buildings on the farm and all the critters and all the trees and all the garden and the herbs and the blueberries and the strawberries. And it's going to be a learning retreat.
Now, where you are, is it a well-traveled road or is it sort of off the beaten path?
Definitely off the beaten path. We're 90 miles north of Atlanta. We're 20 miles south of Chattanooga, southeast of Chattanooga, in the mountains on a very curvy, windy road. No, there's not maybe three farmhouses within 2 miles in any direction. So
is this a hiking destination? Is it a river rafting destination?
Horseback riding, maybe?
Some of the best river rafting in the country is in that part of Georgia and Tennessee and North Carolina. Category 5 whitewater rafting at certain times of the year. Yeah,
That's pretty angry water.
Yes, it is.
This is not something you take on by yourself. You have a guide and you have – and we do have a whole garage full of – we have 6 kayaks, so we're going to be looking forward to taking friends kayaking. And – It's 15 miles to the nearest town. So that's something for me to get used to. Not if you have a dinner party and you put lamb chops on the menu and you go, oh, I forgot the lamb chops. Let me run to the store and get those. Nope. Once you start cooking, what you got's what you got.
Okay. Well, a year from now, do you envision that there's some kind of an enterprise on this land or that you might be just a gentleman farmer?
I want to have multiple small businesses being run from this farm. I want this farm to generate a lot of relaxation and a lot of calming my life down, but also an income and also whether it's a B&B or an event center or a place that – a small restaurant. You know, a little different than this part of the country when you go want a liquor license, you have to go to many meetings and come up with hundreds of thousands of dollars, and it takes months if not years to get it. There I called on the phone. I gave my credit card. The liquor license was in the mail within an hour.
That's a different place.
Yeah, it's a whole different thought process, but I am excited. And I'm excited to, when you're available here on Main Street, that we coordinate, we'll do what's it like on the farm.
We got to find out, Rosie, on the ranch here. Well, we've heard a lot about what you might be growing and some of the animals on the farm, but I want to hear about the most magnificent creature on the farm, your lady love.
Yeah. You know, definitely a woman who's been a bartender and a cocktail waitress and a real estate agent and a real estate broker and had to become a farmer because of the death of her husband and had to take over a farm and a ranch by herself. So she was definitely thrown to the fire.
And she's a certified Harley mechanic.
And she's a certified
instructor.
Harley mechanic and a certified Honda mechanic and a Harley racer and a biker and a... Yeah, she wears a lot of hats, you know, and at 4 o'clock in the morning when she walks out of the house with her mukluks on and rubber gloves and boots, and she's definitely on the farm, but when she walks out of the house at 4 in the afternoon to sell real estate or be a broker or head to the Harrah's Casino to be a cocktail waitress, she wears a lot of hats, and, you know, I've prided myself in my whole life of wearing a lot of hats as well. So she is a most amazing person with the most amazing drive for life.
Well, if this goes, if you've got the various businesses going, let's say a year from now, you're going to have some other employees, aren't you?
Well, we have 2 apartments on the grounds, and we currently have 2 ranch hands living in those apartments to help with things going on.
Can they come by the month?
You got to sign up for Woofing, Worldwide Opportunities on Organic Farms, and you get your labor, but you give them room and board.
I fully intend on working with a local 4-H group of kids to better understand. There's a lot of kids that want to ride but can't afford a horse or a stable that can come out there and work the horses daily and ride the horses and become ranch hands with horses and take some of the pressure off me. And the same thing with the bees and the goats and the chickens. You know, I look forward to working with local groups.
Well, Chef Rosie, bon appetit on your feast of life.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure being here for all these years. And, you know, all I really know is food, and now I'm just going to be growing it and raising it and then get to cook it.
Well, we'll miss you, Rosie, and we'll have to stay in touch.
Great. Thank you all very much.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.